Poor sleep habits, not getting enough sleep, and obstructive sleep apnea may contribute to high blood pressure, despite the use of antihypertensive medications. That's according to a recent study released by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. Sleep apnea, or experiencing airway obstruction during sleep, is a common problem which occurs in 30 to 40% of people who have hypertension. Jeff Hughes, respiratory therapist and manager of the St. Clair Regional Outpatient Sleep Center in Moorhead, offers advice on getting a good night's sleep and says a key is to maintain a regular sleep schedule.
To go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time. Don't go to bed until you're sleepy, until you're ready to go to bed. Your body likes habits and routines. If you go to bed and you think about things for an hour or so, then drift off to sleep, chances are after doing that for a week or so, your body's going to get in the habit of thinking, okay, this is think time, it's not sleep time. So you want to get all that out as much as possible before you actually go to bed. That may mean you go to bed later, but you go to sleep sooner, and eventually bedtime and sleep time actually merge.
Sleep patterns can often vary with each individual. Taking short naps during the day may seem helpful at the moment, but in the long run, cat naps are a bad idea.
If you need those, there's something going on with your nighttime sleep. Also, they'll make it harder for you to go to sleep at night. A good night's sleep is one that's typically 8 hours. Consolidated sleep, not 6 hours at night, 2 hours in the afternoon. It's consolidated sleep is much more efficient, much more beneficial, much more restful.
One of the keys to a good night's sleep includes preparing yourself to go to sleep. Watch what you eat or drink. Make yourself comfortable with the room temperature around 70 degrees. And maintain a regular bedtime pattern. Hughes says individuals with sleep problems should also avoid eating snacks, texting, surfing the internet, or watching TV in bed.
Anything that would keep your mind going or thing you have to concentrate on or interested in, you want to do that before you get to bed. Caffeine after 4 o'clock. Exercising late in the evening. You want to do that in the morning. That'll help you wake up and get going during the day. Have an irregular sleep schedule. Staying up late, napping during the day, things like that will really affect your sleep.
Besides eating the right foods, any medications or prescriptions you are taking can also have an impact on your sleep patterns. For example, beta blockers prescribed for high blood pressure can cause insomnia, as well as the use of antidepressants. A visit with your family doctor may help balance your medications. However, placing yourself on additional medications, such as sleep aids, may not be the answer.
If you need that to initiate sleep, chances are you're doing something wrong. You're not going by some of those guidelines. You're not keeping a regular routine, or you're reading or watching TV in bed, not going to bed when you're sleepy just because it's bedtime, you're laying there thinking about things. So things like that are generally what's causing insomnia. You have trouble maintaining sleep, then it's more about a sleep disorder, restless leg syndrome, snoring.
Getting 8 hours of sleep each night can result in increased energy and productivity, a better mood, improved heart and immune system. There are direct ties relating to sleeping well and good health.
And there's a lot of mental processes and physiologic processes that rely on sleep. Diabetics have a much better chance of controlling their glucose levels if they have a good uninterrupted consolidated sleep. Cardiovascular wise, your blood pressure will be lower. Mentally, your cognitive processes, your thoughts, your memory, your concentration, coordination, all that is much better. Even your mood is much better with a good night's sleep.
Jeff Hughes, manager of the St. Clair Regional Outpatient Sleep Center in Moorhead. Sleep is a basic biological need, just like eating, and getting a good night's sleep is important to good health. Finding what works best for you may take trial and error, but following these simple tips may lead to a better sleep and a longer life. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio, I'm Paul Hitchcock.